You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The virtual bus is back up and running. The spring football tour marches on now in the state of Michigan, and we begin on this Tuesday with Michigan Wolverines. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Tuesday, April 13th, and on today's episode, the focus is Michigan. Yes, we are in the state of Michigan. We hit Michigan State tomorrow, but today the stop is in Ann Arbor to talk about those Wolverines getting ready for this spring practice. Practices have been closed, not a lot of outside information to the outside world, but joining us is one of the smartest men covering Michigan football. It is Daniel Dash, a senior sports editor for the Michigan Daily on campus in Ann Arbor. Daniel, you haven't been able to see any practices, but what's the vibe like around spring football for Michigan right now? Is it good? Is it positive heading into the spring?
I think last season readjusted a lot of expectations around the program. I think it readjusted a lot of expectations around the fan base, but I think there is reason for optimism. Michigan's bringing in a pair of five-star recruits, bringing in their highest rated receiver since Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think that there are playmakers that are coming to Ann Arbor, and I think that when you look at last year's roster, that was what was lacking, and I think a lot of it's going to come down to this being a bridge year between a lot of what hasn't worked. Harbaugh made a lot of staff adjustments in the offseason. That was one of the biggest storylines in Ann Arbor, and we'll really see how they hit the ground running this fall.
And we'll get into some of those staff adjustments as we look forward to the 2021 college football season. But first, a quick look back at 2020. You can say flat out it was a disappointment for Michigan last year, 2-4 in the weird 2020 Big Ten football season. How do you think fans outside the program are approaching this offseason?
If you look at last year, the hits just kept on coming for Michigan fans. Michigan lost as a 3-touchdown favorite at home to Michigan State. Against Wisconsin, they faced the largest halftime deficit in program history. Against Penn State, they lost to a team 0-5 or worse for the first time in program history. And to add salt to the wound, that came in double-digit fashion in Ann Arbor. The Wolverines did not win a home game, and they lost to Indiana for the first time in 30 years. So it doesn't get much worse than last year, and I think that a lot of people realize that. I think that there was a lot of controversy over the Harbaugh debacle in the offseason. I know that I was on this podcast discussing the Harbaugh debacle in the offseason. The result, a 5-year school-friendly contract extension with a significantly reduced buyout. And now it's really this year and next year for Harbaugh will be prove-it years. And I think that you'll see that in the way Michigan plays this fall.
The Wolverines made a lot of history last year, all of it, though, pretty much bad. And you were on this show, like you mentioned, I think it was November, December, something in that ballpark. And you were the first person that brought this up to me, that you thought he would be extended, that being Jim Harbaugh, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. But they would probably do things that would make it friendly to the university. Salary would come down, buyout would come down as well. That happened in that contract extension. What did you make overall of the deal that Harbaugh signed this offseason?
Unbelievably school friendly. I think that that's what he wanted. He wants to prove himself. He wants to win the fan base back over. It's a 5-year deal. The salary puts him from, I think he was the highest paid coach in the Big Ten, and now he's in the back half. So it's really coming down there. A lot of what was base salary has been transformed now into incentives that Michigan won't even come close to reaching with a repeat of last year or the way things have gone in recent years. And I think that the biggest thing that came with the contract extension was the staff adjustments. Harbaugh's fundamentally changing the way that he assembles a coaching staff. He went a lot younger, went after a lot of good recruiters, went after some NFL guys. The two co-defensive coordinators replacing Don Brown, both NFL guys. Mo Linguist coming over from the Dallas Cowboys. Mike McDonald got a nice vote of confidence from John Harbaugh, Jim's brother, Baltimore Ravens coach, and now he's in Ann Arbor as a defensive coordinator. So you look at it, they're going to completely overhaul the defense. The defensive staff is brand new, minus Sean Newell, who's only in his second or third year with the program. So you look at it, it's a lot of fresh faces. And I think that that's a welcome development for Harbaugh and a lot of people on the outside following the program.
What do you think fans made of that Jim Harbaugh contract extension? Were they happy by it? Were they like, okay, now time to prove what you're made of? What do you think the overall sense was from the fans looking at Jim Harbaugh's contract extension?
No, I don't think that they were happy. I think that Michigan fans are only happy when they're unhappy. So I think that there's no real way to win when you're dealing with a fan base like this. But I think that if you're Ward Manuel, it's about as good a deal as you can get.
You talked about some of those changes to the defensive staff. Don Brown, no longer the defensive coordinator. Mike McDonald and Mo Linguis, kind of the co-guys that will be running the show in 2021. You haven't seen any spring practice. As we mentioned, spring practice has been closed. But what have you heard about what this defensive scheme might look like this upcoming season?
I think that part of why spring practice has been so closed is because they want to mask it. They don't want opponents seeing any tape. They don't really want schematic details to be leaked. I think that a lot of it's going to come down to the way Michigan rushes the passer. That's always been an identity of Michigan under Harbaugh. Don Brown actually earned the nickname Dr. Blitz because of how much pressure his defensive lines will put on opposing quarterbacks. But if you look at Michigan's personnel, that's really something that they're going to go after. Aiden Hutchinson might be the best edge rusher in the Big Ten. He's coming back for a senior season. Chris Hinton, defensive tackle, former five-star recruit. He's one guy that I think takes a major step forward this fall. They have the defensive line depth behind him. Donovan Jeter's coming back for another year. Mozzie Smith is pushing. He was a four-star recruit in 2018. So I think that the strength of this defense is really up front in the trenches. And then I think the back end is great. Dax Hill, probably the best safety in the Big Ten. He'll be a first-round pick in 2022. I'd be shocked if he wasn't at least. He's a former five-star guy who's, I mean, he stepped in day one in Ann Arbor, and he's done a great job. He's a guy that, based on what they do with the new scheme, I think he's a candidate to see some time at nickel. R.J. Moten, a football and baseball player, interestingly enough, is probably going to start opposite Dax Hill. I think that Brad Hawkins is a candidate to get a lot of run back there in the secondary. So I think that if you look at Michigan's defense and you look at how they're going to build a scheme, you really have to start with those two focal points and really strong suits.
And now flipping to the other side of the ball, obviously a huge question this spring, the quarterback position. Both guys that were battling for the starting job last fall camp in Dylan McCaffrey and Joe Milton, now gone. They have transferred out of Michigan. Who do you think will be leading the way when spring practice is said and done?
Spring practice is done, and from everything I've heard and everything I've been told, I really think that Cade McNamara has a comfortable lead over J.J. McCarthy. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be a superstar in the future, but in terms of physicality and understanding the college game and adjusting to defenses, I think that even coming from a prep school like IMG that was ranked number one in the country, it is a major leap to go start at a Power 5, let alone a Big 10 school as a freshman, and Cade McNamara did a phenomenal job last year. He led a double-digit comeback, granted against Rutgers. That was almost a bullet point on the all-time low Michigan season, but they scraped that one out in overtime. And I really think that Alan Bowman, a transfer from Texas Tech, has a legitimate chance to come for the job. I love the touch that he puts on the football. I think he does a great job leading his receivers. And if you look at the speed that Michigan has assembled at the wide receiver position, I think it's something that suits Bowman's style really well. So there are three legitimate horses in this race.
So after a few days off, the virtual bus for our spring football tour is back up and running. You know that everything I needed to make sure this virtual bus was running at its best for the spring football tour came from rockauto.com, because rockauto.com is a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. When you go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, you can find everything you need, from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. It's convenient self-service all the time at rockauto.com, and whether it's for your classic or daily driver or your virtual bus on a spring football tour, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. You don't need to go into a store. You don't need to leave your house. You can do everything you need at rockauto.com in a few easy clicks delivered directly to you. Best of all, at rockauto.com, the prices are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On. That's L-O-C-K-E-D space O-N. L-O-C-K-E-D space O-N. And they're How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. We're back. The virtual bus is rolling. The spring football tour continues, and that means the jingle is going to hit and hit a little differently today. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. So for the next 2 days, the spring football tour stops in the state of Michigan. But if you want news outside of the Big Ten in the sports universe, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Daniel Dash continues to bring the knowledge that he has for all of Michigan football. But right now, a very interesting conversation about that quarterback position for the Wolverines in 2021. Speaking with Daniel Dash, a senior sports editor and football beat writer for the Michigan Daily on campus in Ann Arbor, getting ready for finals, but still generous enough to take some time with us here on a Tuesday on the spring football tour on the Locked On Big Ten show. I was going to ask you about Alan Bowman. He gets to campus in Ann Arbor this summer, correct? He is not there for spring practice or was not there. How do you think that affects things as he gets there for the quarterback race, getting ready for fall camp?
I think if you look at the difference in play style between the Big 12 and the Big 10, it's just going to be a schematic shock, we'll call it. He's going to have to learn an entire new system, and he's not going to have a lot of time to do it. But I think that the fact that he's still coming to Michigan, a place where he couldn't get there for spring ball, a place where he knows he'll have two legitimate competitors for the starting job in the fall, I think that shows that he really wants to come and get after it. And this is a guy who knows he's going to be in that race, and I think he's someone who could emerge as the favorite and ultimately the week one, snap one starter.
So spring practice is done. Fall camp is on the horizon. Still a long way to go until we get to the 2021 college football season opener. And this is not for Old Takes Exposed or anything here, Daniel, but if you had to put your money on who will be the opening game starter for Michigan at quarterback, who would you say that is right now?
I think right now I'd be surprised if it wasn't McNamara, but I think that that's definitely subject to change based on the way Bowman plays. I think J.J. McCarthy is 100% without a doubt a future star. That being said, I don't think that he'll be the week one starter as a true freshman when there are two proven older guys in the room. I think that Harbaugh bringing in Bowman says a lot about his confidence in what he can be as a candidate. But I think with Bowman, a lot of it's going to come down to how fast he can absorb, understand, and execute within Michigan's system coming from Texas Tech.
So some question marks both on defense and offense, but what would you say is the best overall returning position group that Michigan has for 2021?
It actually just took a hit, but I think that the wide receiver core is something that's not being talked about enough. Giles Jackson was a starter last year, just transferred to Washington. Ironically enough, the Huskies visit Ann Arbor on September 11th.
So
an interesting storyline heading into the Week 2 Big Ten Pac-12 meetup. But I get it. A California native who had surgery at the beginning of the offseason found himself a couple spots lower on the depth chart than he maybe anticipated. So went back home for a fresh start. But I think that Michigan's depth at wide receiver is pretty unbelievable. Cornelius Johnson is really the big body of the group. He had a great sophomore season last year, had a couple nice long touchdown grabs. He's someone that I was told played well in the spring game. He was catching passes from McNamara. And then I think that the speed at the position is pretty unbelievable. I think that A.J. Henning and Roman Wilson are two guys who really showed speed last year as true freshmen. They're bringing in Xavier Worthy, who we touched on a little bit earlier. He actually broke a couple California track and field speed records in the 100-meter dash. So that's someone to watch. And then I think that overall, as a position, Ronnie Bell is really someone who offers a lot of stability. He's been the guy at wide receiver for Michigan for the last 2 years, and he's a former Missouri State basketball commit. So he's really come full circle as a football player and might have an NFL future ahead of him if he could do big things this year.
The wide receiver room is stacked. It has a lot of depth. I think the running back room does as well. What do you make of the people that will be alongside whoever the opening day quarterback is for Michigan in 2021?
I think that Hassan Haskins, coming back for his fourth year with the program, a converted linebacker, is definitely going to be the workhorse of the group. But I think if you're looking for highlights out of that position group, Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards are two guys to keep an eye on. Blake Corum, a former four-star recruit from Maryland, he's did a great job as a freshman, but unfortunately just didn't really see the playing time that many thought he would. Michigan's first play of the season was a swing pass to Blake Corum. So, I mean, they have a lot of faith in him. They trusted him when he was young. He took a jet sweep for a touchdown in a couple of the home games. And I think that just the way he gets to the edge and turns his speed up and I mean, he gets upfield so fast that just making defenders miss on the edge seems to come natural. And then Donovan Edwards being a five-star recruit has a big billing to live up to. He's a local kid from West Bloomfield. I think Michigan's going to try to use him a lot in the passing game. I think that it wouldn't surprise me at all to see him line up in the slot. His pass-catching ability was something that recruiting services raved about, something that Michigan made a focal point of his recruitment. He seriously considered Oklahoma and Georgia, but in the end decided to stay home. And I think a big part of that comes from the fact that he trusts Michigan staff to use him in the passing game. And I think that if you look at the NFL now and you see that the impact that running backs have in the pass game, that's something that he wants to prove himself as. So I think that in Ann Arbor, that's going to be a focal point of his career. And that's something that he could very well see time as a freshman.
So we are on the spring football tour, but coming up in just a few weeks, at the end of this month of April, it is the NFL draft, and BetOnline has you covered for all of it. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Outside of college football, which is our focus, or the NFL, there's NBA, NHL, MLB, all in full swing right now at betonline.ag as well. But speaking about that NFL draft, we talked about some of the draft props that BetOnline has for the 2021 NFL draft, about who will be selected where, what might go at the third spot. Is it Justin Fields? Is it Mac Jones? You heard me go on my rant last week, but they also have some great draft props in terms of who gets selected in this position, how many quarterbacks go in a row, all of that great stuff, all of it at betonline.ag. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Get ready for the NFL draft. And in the meantime, enjoy what's going on in the pro ranks as well. The NBA, NHL, MLB, all of that, everything you need in one convenient place at BetOnline. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. The spring football tour will lead us up perfectly to the 2021 NFL draft. The Big Ten stars of yesteryear about to be the future stars in the National Football League. In April 19th through the 26th, listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Michael Lombardi, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Subscribe to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcast, music, and news that matters to you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey, and the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021. You will hear analysis about Big Ten stars from the very own Big Ten Ben and the other great members of the Locked On Podcast Network. That's coming up in just a few weeks. Right now, it's the spring football tour, and today, it's in Ann Arbor. So after a historically bad 2020, now that spring practice is done, do you think expectations at all for 2021 have shifted for Michigan, or are they still high and expect people to be where the Wolverine football program generally is?
I mean, they're not going to lose 2/3 of their games again this year. They finished 2-4 last year. They get 12 regular season games this year. I'll say they win 7 games. I'll make that my official Locked On Big Ten podcast prediction. I'll go with 7-5 in the regular season.
Okay. And we still have a lot of football to go, a lot of fall camp to get through, then into the early part of the 2021 college football season as well. It should be a very exciting time. Good news for Michigan. Their first 4 games of the year all at home, and that will be a lot of fun for Jim Harbaugh to hopefully welcome everybody back into the Big House. Can you imagine the Big House full once again in September?
All the friends Harbaugh has made in his 6 years.
You don't think they'd be excited to see him back on the sideline in the khakis in September in the Big House?
I think that's going to hinge on what the scoreboard says.
Very well said. I mean, hey, you never know. You absolutely never know. A lot of question marks for Michigan heading into fall camp. New defensive scheme, a new quarterback to add in there as well. And Alan Bowman puts his hat in the ring as well when he gets to campus in Ann Arbor for fall camp. The guy that gave us that great perspective all college basketball season, way back in the 2021 Big Ten football season. And now as we get ready for 2021 college football, Daniel Dash, a senior sports editor and football beat writer for the Michigan Daily. I thank you for your time. Best of luck on finals. What is going to be your hardest one, if you had to say?
Probably intermediate microeconomic theory. It's been nagging at me all semester, but we got a big day on April 27th trying to take that one down.
Aren't you a journalist? What are you doing with whatever microeconomic theory you're talking about right there?
I'm an economics minor.
Okay, good to know. So, just, you know, to have it in the back seat, just in case you ever need it. Although I think your knowledge of all things Big Ten Conference is good enough that you will never need an econ major, because like me, I'm not a great math guy either. But that's why we trust in you. Daniel Dash, again, thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate you having me on, Ben. Thank you.
So many thanks again to our guy, Daniel Dash, for coming on today's episode. A senior sports editor and football beat writer for the Michigan Daily and the Block M right there on campus in Ann Arbor, giving you the latest information about spring practice for the Wolverines that has already come to a conclusion as they now get ready for summer workouts, fall camp, all of the great stuff leading us up to the 2021 college football season. So we are in the state of Michigan. Tomorrow it is Michigan State on the spring football tour. Great information about year number one, because remember last year was year zero of Mel Tucker. That will be a very exciting conversation about what the Spartans are doing for spring practice in East Lansing. All very exciting times on the spring football tour. It rolls on. Michigan State is our final school in the Big Ten East Division. That comes tomorrow on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we start afresh in the Big Ten West, with, of course, the Big Ten West champs from 2020, the Northwestern Wildcats. But tomorrow, we stay in the state of Michigan. It's Michigan State on the spring football tour. Until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Tuesday. Thank you.